This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, taking your phone calls. Have you been damaged by vaccines? Do you love vaccines? Do you think those of us that don't take them are the reason you're getting sick when you take all the loving vaccines and walk around and boss everybody around on a high horse? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I haven't gotten one call yet that disagrees with us, but I'm going to take a ton of them now. Thomas in Mississippi, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing, sir?
All right, brother.
Hey, I got two questions I really want to ask you, but I do want to touch on the topic of the vaccines. Yesterday you mentioned about Megyn Kelly, so last night I tuned in to watch and see what her reaction was, that they were still talking about the topic, and they were, and it was absolutely disgusting. They were totally ride the train of the New World Order.
Yep, got to have the government have the power to put things in us when this government's been caught doing everything evil you can imagine. Just, I mean, who would buy into that?
Well, a lot of people, obviously. I'm in a position in life to know, but, you know, so a lot of people are believing in the New World Order system. That's just, there's no debate about that. There's no doubt about that. But I got another question, or two questions I'd like to ask you, Alex. On the show here, you mentioned earlier, you briefed on 9/11. Let me ask you this, all right, and this is something I've been pondering in my head for a long time. I've got investigative experience in my life, and it doesn't take a genius, once you take the blinders off, to figure it was an inside job, right? What happened?
There was certainly a stand down. Certainly a stand down. Yes.
At the least, like I say, I don't know the details, and you know, most people don't. We have theories, but the bottom line is what happens when it comes out, and I'm assuming it will, that it will come out that the U.S. was involved. Does that mean there's more credence given to Muslims? Maybe they get more seats in Congress or something, or? Because
no, because they were allied with radical Islamicists that would carry out something like that if they could. And Saudi Arabia certainly was involved. I mean, ISIS is a real group. It's just our government's helping arm them there. I mean, look at how they just continually turn these people loose. Except on 9/11, it's beyond giving Stinger missiles to al-Qaeda so they can shoot down aircraft, in the Free Syrian Army. This is NORAD standing down. The hijackers trained at U.S. bases. Building 7 getting blown up. I mean, it looks like beyond just letting them attack, it looks like certain criminal elements of intelligence agencies were working with other intelligence agencies. That's where everything points.
Feasible, and your expertise, obviously, because you've been in this for a long time, that they say they the New World Order leaves out the hang Cheney, Rice, Bush, and whoever else was involved. It says they were involved. They wrongfully blamed the Muslims, and the Muslims get credence at that point, but they've been used to do nefarious things. And you understand where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah. No, certainly. That could be a narrative. Right now, it looks like they're going to blame the Saudi government, who was in it up to their eyeballs. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but it's very good points. Thank you, Thomas. Rachel in PA, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I had a tetanus shot about 6 months ago, and I've been healthy for 10 years prior to that, and I've had pneumonia since then, and I don't know what the heck is going on with my throat. My throat's killing me, and I can't swallow, and I have spots on my tongue, and I just want to tell anybody out there, if you get a shot, you're a fool. And I'm going to say this also because I'm racist. Do you think the measles outbreak has got to do with those illegals coming through the border?
Well, I know the drug immune and drug resistant TB does. I know the leprosy does. I know all these other hundreds of weird amoebas and bacteria. I'm not bashing these people, but I mean, Latin America, Central America, South America is scary. There's a reason they're trying to get up here away from that. And it's very beautiful. Some towns are very nice, but The big cities are nightmare pitch. Mexico City's 30 million people. Half of them live in cardboard boxes. Water comes out of a faucet about 1 hour a day. I've seen documentaries on it. And during the summer, there's dust storms of human feces in the air with everyone wearing masks. So, I mean, you know, that's all coming here.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary yin chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tell you who does ride for free, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve and Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, former head of the World Bank, called a fascist organization. Well, the less than 20 global families that own the private shares of the European Central Bank, the British Central Bank, the U.S. Central Bank that chartered almost every other central bank in the world, they do ride for free. And they've been around so long with free money machines that we'll fight and kill for, that they can buy our daughters and our sons for. They're above the law, tax exempt, diplomatic immunity, the UN. They now want to force GMO and inoculations on us, where in India and Africa and Pakistan and Libya, the people run. If you go back 50, 60 years ago, the people would run towards Western doctors because they knew they were getting good health care. The natives would do anything. Now they run. What's that 80s song? Once I ran to you, now I run from you. It's one of those techno new wave bands. I forget. It's a good song. Be some good bumper music. And that's it. They run. They run for the brush. They run for the hills. They run for the mountains. They run. They run for the desert. They run. They run. And I'm here saying I'm running from the New World Order. The problem is there's nowhere to run. They say fight or flight is so close to each other because fighting is a form of flight, basically. Back when I grew up in Dallas, and a lot of mean people like to fight, and you know, if somebody started to fight with me, started beating me up, I didn't run. I fled forward. I aggressively would just spaz out and just go into it. And it wasn't because I was enjoying it. I just wouldn't run. I would run towards it. Somebody would, you know, swing a punch and got to the point where somebody would just start threatening to attack me, and I'd just go at them. Because it was just, boom, oh, you're starting to fight? Bam! I stopped that. And I'm here just simply trying to get people to understand we're under attack, folks. I mean, they're on the news. I mean, let's say you're even for vaccines. Because there's some arguments that if they're clean and good and something's really dangerous out there, that I would take them. I've explained this thousands of times, thousands over the last 20 years. But they get on the news and say it's the law to take them and that there's no mercury in them, or mercury's in it, but it's good for you. And they get on the news and tell you there's no side effects. They're lying, folks. Why would you trust liars with anything? In fact, new listeners probably just tuned in. We got new affiliates all over the country. Will you queue up CBS News saying mercury-containing vaccines help children's neurological development, close quote. Journal Pediatrics, federally funded. I mean, this is like 10 years old. Mercury is good for you is the name of the clip on YouTube. I mean, mercury's not good for your brain. 2 + 2 = 4, not 5. Raising the debt limit does raise the debt limit. Everything is not awesome. Everything is not wonderful. There's a lot of awesome, wonderful things out there that I want to protect. The genetic code of the planet. Our children. Our women. Instead, they've got this background of happy, lovey, trendiness that everything's fine, but it's all skin deep. Behind it is scientific evil. Here is CBS News. This aired nationwide. This is an Austin local version of it. Where they tell you that mercury is good for your brain. Go ahead.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So they've got whistleblowers coming out from the CDC, from Merck, you name it, saying, yeah, we covered up that these are linked to autism. You've got all over the world countries banning a lot of these vaccines, from Japan to India. You've got the science coming out. You've got major scientific labs in Africa. You've got Catholic bishops coming out against it, saying they're adding sterilants to it. I mean, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. So there's a quadrupling down right now saying that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to kill everybody. And now California and other states have introduced legislation today at CBS News to forcibly inoculate your children. They passed a law 3 years ago in California where the age of consent is now 11 for your child to decide to be vaccinated without your consent. Now let me explain something, and everybody knows this, but let me just in case people don't. You can't, it's statutory rape if you convince a 16-year-old girl when you're 20 to have sex with you because they're saying she isn't of the age to make that decision. You took advantage of her. Now, you can argue if you're 18, your girlfriend's 16. I mean, is it really statutory rape? Probably not. But it's got a high standard. People don't want their kids getting messed with. You're 11 years old? You better believe you're not of the age of consent for sex, for people giving you drugs or alcohol. That's why if you get caught, you know, using drugs when you're 12, you don't get in trouble the first few times because you weren't at the age of consent. You couldn't make decisions. You're incompetent, basically. And I think that's true. I think an 11-year-old is incompetent to make an abortion decision, is incompetent to make a vaccine decision, is incompetent to say, should I take this LSD I've been given? That's why drug dealers target them. Predators target the youth because an 11-year-old girl can't make a decision about being sexually promiscuous, about STDs or any of it. So here's the state, like a big fat pervert, involved saying our children belong to them, and then if the kid, and they give little discount credit cards and Walkmans, little you know, MP3 prizes when you agree to get the shot. Do you want a free MP3 and $100 on a gift card? Everybody who says so, sign this form. You get to get the vaccine tomorrow. Almost all the kids do it. I mean, how creepy is that? I mean, come on, folks. This is beyond 1984. All right, I'm going to go to Walt and Catherine and Mary and Ken and Mark and everybody else. Walt in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, you and I have been talking on and off ever since you've been on the radio. And I wanted to share some information I got a while back that kind of shook me, and personally, no. Two things. I talked to Edward Haslam on the phone directly to his house, who wrote the book Dr. Mary's Monkey. Well, he knows a lady by the name of Judith Baker, who was the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, we've had both of them on the show.
Well, let me tell you what I know personally. I know a guy named Richard Hubble. H-U-B-B-L-E, was a maintenance welder at General Motors Truck and Bus in Pontiac, Michigan. I knew him for 20, 30 years. And one day, out in the alleyway, and we're by ourselves, of course, he told me that he knew Lee Harvey Oswald had served in the same Marine Corps platoon with him and talked to Lee Harvey Oswald the day he left the Marine Corps to go to the Central Intelligence Agency. He was no traitor. Lee Harvey Oswald had nothing to do with John F. Kennedy's murder.
Of course, he was set up like McVeigh and was going to blow the whistle, and we've confirmed that with federal documents. McVeigh said, I am not going to blow up a daycare. We were supposed to sting this and get the white supremacists in here out of Elohim. We cooked the bomb, but we're not supposed to detonate it. So they set McVeigh up.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then but it's the same thing. It's been partially declassified that he was in that secret Marine base in what was it, Okinawa, with the spy planes. He was allowed to come back in. He lived with white Russians. In his file, part of it's been declassified that he was assigned to the CIA and FBI. So what your friend told you from first-hand account was true. He was set up just like Tim McVeigh.
There's more. Richard Hubble, guess what he died of? A fast-acting cancer, just like, you know, Jack Ruby. Who knew Lee Harvey Oswald down there in Texas?
And guess what they were weaponizing down in New Orleans at that university that book breaks down was weaponized cancer viruses to kill world leaders.
Along with the polio vaccine also, the same thing. I got polio. I have got it coming back in my legs now as an adult. An old lady that lives 10 miles from me, who's about the same age as I am, her polio is coming back in her legs. And I can tell you one thing I know what activates the cancer in one out of every 200 people that had the polio vaccine with the fast-acting cancer virus attached to it is radiation. How much have they encouraged people to have X-rays, you know, MRIs and all the other
fancy, and it's been proven in major studies, guys, Google this, that X-rays and MRIs trigger cancer viruses to activate in the viral plaques that are attached to the cells. You know your stuff, buddy. You've done some research.
And more. I'll tell you something else. This idea of reducing population goes back a long ways. I think there was a guy in England or Europe, I can't remember the guy's name, but I read the article about it and his statement, we've got to do something about there's too many people in the world. We got to get rid of some. And what better way? Through war, yeah. Famine, disease, pestilence, natural disaster.
You're talking about Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Jacques Cousteau, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. They're all part of the same club. They meet secretly once a year at Rockefeller University in New York. And it got leaked 5 years ago, 6 years ago, in ABC News and London Guardian that they were, quote, establishing an alternative world government to carry out these operations.
Henry Kissinger also wrote a book called Global 2000 report to the president back in 1979, 1980, recommending five methods to get rid of people: war, famine, disease, pestilence, natural.
That's right. We should do a flashback on Henry Kissinger's report to the president on exterminating the public. That is an important declassified document. Yeah, folks, these are very sick people. Thank you for the call, Walt.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Tainted Love by Soft Cell. Once I ran to you, now I run away.
Sometimes I feel
crank it up.
I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere.
Once the villagers in the South Pacific, in Africa, in Asia, in Romania. Crank it up. Once they ran to get the vaccines, now they run. Doesn't matter where they are, black, white, doesn't matter, Asian, they run. Because they know. Because the globalists went too far in third world areas, they would give people hard kill. Stuff that would kill people in a few weeks, kill their babies, or paralyze them. So folks know, they run. See, the real militaries out there, the real death camps are these big hospitals. And the real militaries out there are the white Red Cross vehicles from the UN. Now, I'm going to get a lot of good aid workers, a lot of good doctors, a lot of good nurses who work in the system. And they fix your leg when it's broken. They can help you with this or that. They'll even treat the tumors that were, you know, that you got from the polio vaccine. That's on record. When I say on record, I mean it really is on record. And the system just hopes you don't look into all this. Once I ran to you, now I run away from you. Mark in New Jersey, powerful callers today. So many people calling in who got the polio from the polio vaccine. I mean, my grandmother was told by her doctor she got it from it. And people were so, you know, pro-America after World War II, they'd be like, well, it's just a mistake. Nothing's perfect in the fight against this. But you look at the numbers, it was spreading it just like it is today. Just like the measles. Just like the insert says. I mean, how do you get around that, Megyn Kelly, Barack Obama? Go ahead, Mark, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You inspired me to be brave. I'm 55 years old, and in 2000, I went to Rutgers University to get a college degree. And I was a year into it, and they told me that I had to have an MMR, measles, mumps, rubella shot. Otherwise, I could not receive the grades that I paid for and earned. I went to a doctor. They gave me a titer test to see if I had antibodies, and I had no antibodies, and the price for the test was $700, and the insurance did not cover it. They gave me my first MMR injection. I took the note from the doctor to Rutgers, and they said, no, you have to have two injections. And I told the nurse, well, you know, now I got to pay for it again. She says, no. We'll
and by the way, that's not even what it says. You're not supposed to take the, quote, booster for, I think, 6 months. Depends on the vaccine. But, see, this just shows this new thing where they go, take two flu shots this year. We don't know why. Just do it. It's all part of the doubling down. All part of an arrogance. Go ahead. So what happened?
So I told the nurse, put the poison in my arm. I want my grades. And she says, well, you're 41 years old. You might want to have children. I don't want to give you the shot if you're going to have children. And I says, no, I'm not going to have any children. Put it in my arm. So
wait a minute. So even the nurse knew how deadly this stuff is?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So she gave me the shot, and I graduated in 2003. And a couple years later, I start having numb legs.
Oh, yeah.
And shooting pains that went from, like, pins and needles, and now it's to the point that it feels like electric screwdrivers are going into my legs and hands. And
have you been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré?
No, sir. I've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, and there is no cure for that. And the drugs they give you are gabapentin and or Lyrica. And they give you intense.
Now you know that they've got a whole classes of neurological disorders that vaccines are causing, but that's basically in the Guillain-Barré family. That's terrible, sir.
And the gabapentin with the suicidal thoughts wasn't helping me enough. So my doctor said, "What we'll do is we'll give you a catalyst drug to boost it."
Oh.
And he put me on Cymbalta, which is Prozac's cheap generic cousin. And the Prozac is a hideous drug that was tearing out part of my brain.
By the way, let me just add something. You know, I mean, what you say from your doctor is true. You know that Prozac is a fluoride molecule that's been altered, and it is an adjuvant. Fluoride is an adjuvant or an accelerant. It boosts other drugs. So you're right. That's why they add the fluoride to the water, is to boost the other trace drugs that are being put into the other food chain. I'm sorry to hear this happen to you, sir, and you're saying you believe it's directly connected to the vaccine?
They have no way of knowing, and they're willing to do a lot of expensive and painful tests on me, and there's no cure for it anyway.
Well, that's the story. It's tough kill.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Earlier in the show today, I was talking about meeting a gentleman who was an economist and had been the chief economist to the Canadian government at one time, a British-born Jeremy Wright. I couldn't remember his name. I only hung out with him 3 or 4 days when I was covering Bilderberg in 2006. He died a few years after that, but he's the one that coined the answer to 1984 is 1776 and 1776 worldwide. And it just, I think it's interesting, that slogan is very popular all over the world now and it's attributed to me online because I gave a speech out there and, you know, threw that in, you know, at the Bilderberg Group in that famous speech. So it's the answer in 1984, 1776, and the guys were able to ferret out by watching the film his name. I just forget it because I only met him a few times, had dinner with him a few times. He and I and Jim Tucker, who's also dead. I'm just pointing out that little idea he had continues on all these years later after he's dead. And that's how we're all like little rocks in a pond, but those ripples basically go on forever, to use that cliche. You know, a lot of cliches are cliches because they're true, but we use them a lot because they're so true. Like, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Best of times, worst of times. Truth is stranger than fiction. Oh, it sure is, man. I just sit back and think about my life. It is so crazy. Like, hanging out last week with Chuck Norris's son, who's a big accomplished TV and movie director in his own right, Mike Norris, who's learned to ride a motorcycle from Steve McQueen. That's who got Chuck Norris into acting. And I can't get into the movie yet before it comes out, but I want to show TV viewers a few photos that they sent us. Here is Gary Haven and one of the actors. You guys go to a document cam shot. That's a photo shot off one of the big cameras. There I am with Mike Norris, really great guy. He's going to come down and be in studio soon. He lives up by Dallas. And there I am at the courthouse where they shot this senator scene where I play the evil senator. So that movie is supposedly going to come out in the fall or winter. I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. But it's anti-New World Order, to say the least. And just to, I mean, I've had Chuck Norris on the show 5-6 times over the years. He told me he was a listener and liked the show, but then talking to his son and, you know, I don't know how much a listener Chuck is, we're getting back on. It's just really weird to know that almost everybody I end up running into from Hollywood is a listener. And I don't mean a listener once a week or something. I mean listen a lot. I want to say hi to Mike Norris, who says he listens every night. And Gary Haven, the billionaire founder of Curves, is a big listener. Can't wait to get him in studio. And the stuff he was telling me about behind the scenes, talking to senators and governors and people. All the amazing things that he's been learning. And I've got separate sources. I was there talking to the sheriff and other people just in that county where they were shooting this. People are so awake. I was only up there one day last week. Was it Monday I took off? David Knight did a great job to go do that. I didn't take off. I left at 6 a.m. and got back at 12:30 at night. That way I could see my kids in the morning. But took off the radio to go do that. And it's just every experience I have. It was like 2006, we had a 9/11 truth conference in L.A. 2,000 people showed up. International media showed up. C-SPAN showed up. And I got invited out by one retired LAPD detective that was running security. Then I met a bunch of other LAPD detectives that were current LAPD. And then the next time I went out there, I went out to dinner with a bunch of these guys. And, I mean, they all were as well-spoken or smarter than I was and knew about everything. I mean, they could do a radio show tomorrow as good as this one. And that's what I'm saying. These people are just everywhere who know what's going on. I mean, it's like we've won, folks, is what I'm saying. We've won the hearts and minds. Not that we even won it. People know bull is going on. And that's why they want to divide the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. That's why black against white or citizen against cop. It doesn't mean there aren't bad things happening on all sides. It just means it's being pushed and fanned and expanded because the globalists need that or they're going to lose. And I know that's very simple, what I'm saying, but that's what we've got to really think about every day, myself included. They want us at each other's throats for a reason. Because if we ever get together, in fact, we should come into the next segment with the Bugs Life clip. If those ants stand up, you know, then they might all stand up. Those puny ants outnumber us 100-1. Well, the globalists know we're going to stand up, so they want us to stand up against the local constabulary and crush it so the feds can come in. No. We're going to crush the New World Order like Beowulf crushed Grendel by just grabbing the arm, leveraging it around a column, and ripping it out. We're just going to grab and hold on. That's who wins. Whoever perseveres. And just have the will to just keep telling the truth, never stop. They're never going to tell you we're winning. They're just going to tell you we're losing. No one's listening. Oh, my gosh. Everyone wants to be vaccinated. Everyone wants world government. Everyone wants the state to take over kids. Everyone wants blah, blah, blah. Everybody wants Obamacare. Everybody wants to turn their guns in. Everybody. No, they don't. And we have to just discredit the establishment media, discredit the people that have hijacked our governments, state, local, federal, but then support those in the system that are doing the right thing. Because if we ever give aid and financial support and word-of-mouth support to people in there that are fighting for freedom, who are scared, who are getting threatened, who are trying to go as far as they can like Rand Paul, and then he's not perfect, people get mad at him. Well, you try being in the arena. Let me tell you, you try actually being out there on the street. You try actually living this stuff, and then you see how hard it is to continue because there are so few people at the top that will speak out. And I think that's what I'm getting at before I go back to calls here. So a lot of times I'll just start speaking stream of consciousness, and I'm thinking, what am I getting at? Under the surface, almost everybody's awake that matters. And by that, if you're a movie director, you got to be pretty competent, know how the world works. If you're a TV producer or a major actor, you got to be pretty competent. If you're a cop who's been on the beat a while, you got to be somewhat competent about the real world. Combat vet, same thing. A doctor, a lawyer, anybody that's got to be competent. A school teacher, you live in the real world. I don't care who you are. If you're working in the real world as an accountant or whatever, you're going to have smarts about how the world really works in your area. That's why they want everybody just playing video games, staying in college till they're 30, never getting out in the real world, because that's just a nation of people, and it's about a third of the country's like this now, that doesn't, I don't just mean poor people on welfare. I mean these trust fund kids everywhere who just have no idea what's going on in the world, and they'll point at us and laugh all day long. The system wants, though, units like family and like communities to fight with each other, because if we're busy doing that, they can then rob and rule over us. I mean, again, it's that simple. So as negative as this show is, there's a lot of positive stuff. I go to the regular grocery store now sometimes when I'm in a hurry and can't go to an organic place that's pure organic or claims they are. Because Lord knows Whole Foods or Central Market aren't fully. And, I mean, the cereal aisles, no GMO, no high fructose corn syrup, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that shows, you know, we've got plastic that doesn't have bisphenol A. A couple years ago, they'd have a small section that wasn't bisphenol A. Now, you go in Target, Walmart, Randall's, I don't care what it is. It's just nothing but bisphenol free. And that's because people stood up and said, we don't want to turn our boys into girls and our women into breast cancer victims. I mean, I see the changes everywhere. We start saying we don't want smart meters that spy on us, and we keep educating folks, and we don't want smart appliances that everybody can hack and take over. I would talk about that 10 years ago, and people acted like I had three heads. Now, the federal government's warning of it, and it's the big hot item. Notice for months we've been getting into vaccines because I said the big push, try to force vaccines, is coming. I could see the buildup. Now we're here. Notice everybody else is trying to get on the wave. We were already on the wave before it started months ago. Notice we're always right over the target with what the big new issue is going to be, because we've got to engage the enemy at point blank range. We've got to know where they're going to strike next to be waiting on them. I mean, just quite frankly, it's unbelievable how accurate InfoWars is. It's unbelievable how groundbreaking it is. It's unbelievable. But it's a testament to 20 years of focus. You learn how stuff works over 20 years. And this whole world's been designed around distracting and diverting people to keep them compartmentalized, to get good people to go join corrupt systems and to go along with it, believing they're doing a good job, because the system knows most people are actually good in the system, and so they just need a fake narrative to make them feel like it's okay. But now, through decompartmentalization, not just this broadcast, but across the board, there is a rapid learning curve as people get what's really going on and then just go, whoa, the great danger is in going along with this, because this is a human civilization-ending road we're on by the globalist. Who are they to decide the age of humans is over? Who are they to decide the, quote, evolution of humans and machines? Who are they to decide what we put in our bodies? Who are they to decide what we read or what we do? Or, I mean, we are not programmable pieces of garbage. We're talking about free will here. Monsanto stock's in trouble. I mean, every globalist operation is under fire. And let me tell you, they are going to strike back. We should be discussing, from the enemy's perspective, getting into their mindset, wargaming, what they're going to pull. We know what they're going to pull: civil unrest, kill the cops, all this other garbage. And I'm telling you, we got to stop it. And even if we don't stop the next wave, we'll be that much more credible when the next thing happens. And people go, wow, it just keeps, exactly. Again, because we know the enemy operation. We've studied them. We know them. We know what they stand for. And they don't stop doing the same thing because it's been working. But that's a weakness, because it doesn't work as well each time. They're getting closer and closer to failure. They're running out of tricks. We are getting closer and closer to their hind end. We are on their heels, ladies and gentlemen, and they're running. Now, they're going to pull the stops out. But they've got to know when they set a nuke off or release a bioweapon or shoot up a bunch of schools, our people are going to be everywhere. Our people are going to be everywhere. And what happens when a cop pulls up at a school and sees a bunch of anti-terror mercs getting in a truck to drive off and goes in and finds a dead patsy killed and shoots video of it and releases it and blows up the false flag within one day? Not a week, not a month. See, and it's already, that's what happens, folks. Why do you think we get all this information? We're going to blow their operations every time they launch them. We got people everywhere. And the great part is there's no cells. There's no brain. This is not even a cell operation. This is just humans wanting justice. We're everywhere. Once we're awake, it's over for you. You understand that? And just like they say in V for Vendetta, when V's talking to the cops, the detectives, and he says, why didn't you do this earlier? He said, I was waiting for you, detective. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for other men and women who know what's going on to stand up and to do what has to be done, or we're going to lose everything. I mean, don't you have a chill up your back right now? Do you really want to be in the hands of the New World Order? These are bad people. We should all be struggling against this, not because we're heroes or have courage. It's blind courage to want to be under this evil. I mean, you got to have some courage to go along with this. Because let me tell you, you're signing on. You might as well sign your name in blood to the devil. That's another thing. Once you know this information, and once you've gone out and checked into it and found out I'm telling you the truth, it's much worse than I say. People always go, it's worse than you say. Yeah, absolutely. I can't articulate all this. Once you find this out, it's on you to do something about it. People are like, well, I don't want to do the work. All you got to do is get your heart right. It's like once you decide you don't like something, once you decide you're going to resist something, the doors start opening. God just starts opening doors. It's magic for you to do the right thing. And every time you face down evil, and every time, whether you win or lose, it doesn't matter, you're being trained by God to then receive the next level of providence so that you can then go to that next level fighting evil. I'm telling you, it's amazing, folks. This is the real war for humans' future. This is the real war for justice, the war for innocence. There is an incredible war. People want to join and go fight Al-Qaeda. Heroes who think they want to, you know, fight for America, who are misguided, manipulated into a full-spectrum dominant system. Hey, the real war is right now for your family and the human soul. It's going on right now. So go talk to the youth about how they're being targeted. Go talk to everybody. Go to city council. Call and talk radio. Get aggressive. Catherine in Alabama. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm 33, and I'm a yoga teacher now. I got Hodgkin's disease, I believe, from a vaccine when I was 18. I went to public school for the first time and in 11th grade, and the school counselor told me to that I had to get a Hep B vaccine. So I went for the three rounds, and in 3 months, I couldn't get out of bed. I lost weight, and I kept going to the family doctor, and they would give me a mono test and metabolic test and say, well, you don't have mono, and they'd send me home. 3 months after that, I had tumors in my lymph nodes and had Hodgkin's disease. It would be hard to believe that now because people ask me for advice and, you know.
No, I've known people that get Hodgkin's lymphoma right where they get the injection. That's very common. In fact, they admit in many inserts it can give you localized tumors.
Well, I got my tumors were in my neck, and then there were two more in my lungs because I was in stage 2A by the time I was diagnosed. It's okay now. It was definitely a hindrance, but I just take it as a learning curve.
Well, God bless you and your courage, and we all pray for your continued recovery and not a reoccurrence. But the media always focuses on the courage of cancer survivors, absolutely, but then how to give money to find a cure. How about we find out why cancer is exploding at every level, including a 10,000-plus percent on average in children? I mean, pediatric cancer was unknown 60 years ago. Now, again, I'm not just saying this to be dramatic. Sometimes I'm at the mall or something, or I'm at a grocery store, and I see a kid with like a stain on their shirt, and I look, and they got a little bald head with a cap on. They're holding their mom's hand until the mom's real sad, and you can tell they got a chemo port into their chest. And I just got to go, and I got to go in the bathroom. This doesn't happen a lot. I try to just not look at them. And it's a mixture of sadness and rage that I can't stop them doing this. And, I mean, they're just going to kill everybody. I mean, I can't stand it. And then I have empathy because I have children, and it makes me hate the New World Order. I hate David Rockefeller. I hate Bill Gates. I hate Warren Buffett. I hate, and I mean, people say they're not supposed to have hate. No, the whole Bible says passages about God hating evil. All I know is I hate the fact that we're weak and let these sacks of evil do this. And, yeah, I mean, it just... I don't mean to start ranting, ma'am. I'm sorry. Anything else? I'm so sorry about your cancer.
Shortly thereafter, I had to drop out of high school. But shortly thereafter, after I went through treatment, I began college. And the first speech that I gave in speech class was on the American Cancer Society, who back then, 12 years ago, had a $900 million budget, but they didn't spent almost no money telling people how to prevent these cancers.
No, the more money we spend on cancer, the more cancer. I mean, can't people put two and two together? The Rockefellers by the 20s had discovered viral cancers. It's in the medical literature. The Cold Springs Harbor facility, they were injecting poor Appalachian whites and blacks with it. And then they've got it perfected by the 60s, and they're just murdering us up one side and down the other. They own the biggest group of hospitals in the country that run the cancer research, and it's just all a big joke to them. It's all real funny.
Just told me that cancer was a virus, and he also told me that only people between the ages of 18 and 35 were getting Hodgkin's disease. So that has got to tell people something. If only one segment of the population, young people, are getting this cancer, not old people, not kids, but this one sector. I mean, that to me, that says, well, something triggered that.
Well, I mean, I'll see a beautiful 25-year-old woman on a walker, you know, down on the hiking bike trail, and I'll stop and say, hey, you know, what's, and they'll be like shocked that I'm talking to them, and I can bring some cameras out and show this, and they'll say, yeah, I was doing great. I was in a runner, and I was in the gymnastics, and I had a boyfriend, and then I go, what do you think did it? And like, I took shots. I mean, it's just, and I just see these victims everywhere. The hardcore operation's doing a great job. And I see people with their kids on walkers all over the place. I mean, it's a devastating military operation. And it's just going to get worse.
Back when I was 18, I just, you know, I didn't have access to the information. And I just thought, well, my school counselor is telling me you have to do this. So being conscientious,
yep.
I went for all three rounds.
Yep, but, they lie to you. And they say, be conscientious, you'll spread this stuff. And that's what they do. Well, God bless you, man. I'm sorry. I hope you get better. I'm glad you've gotten better so far. Yep. So her doctor told her it was a cancer virus. Yep. You don't really hear that ever on the news, though. They don't tell anybody. Mary Ann, you're on the air from Canada. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I'm a longtime listener and a huge fan. And actually, my older daughter will be very upset when she finds that I'm talking to you because she'd want to talk to you, too. So I have
have a younger daughter who had been vaccinated at 2 months, and she started twitching unusually, and I thought something was odd, but I wasn't sure until 5 months when she was diagnosed with something called tuberous sclerosis complex, which, long story short, is a rare genetic disorder that causes tumors in all major organs and many in the brain.
And ma'am, of course it's genetic that you can get lung cancer if you smoke a bunch of cigarettes. It means you have a predisposition. But you understand they lie now and say everybody's getting type 1 because of genetics. But in the inserts, it admits that the vaccine is destroying the pancreas of children and then they're getting what they call genetic diabetes. It's just not true. Go ahead.
Oh, I completely agree. And it was actually with research, after listening to you and listening to vaccines, we researched that it was actually the DPT shot. There was a case in the States where a neurological doctor, I believe, his daughter had it, and it was proven that the DPT shot caused this to happen. So had we not given her the shot, she would have lived a normal life. But now we are stuck with the consequences because the doctors were not educated enough to do anything about it.
Let me ask you this. How much of the medical bills yearly, because again, it's not the doctors, they're compartmentalized, up above these big foundations that own the hospitals and run them, they're making massive cash. Let me guess, are her medical bills $50,000 a year?
Well, we're from Canada, so luckily OHIP is paying for it because, quote-unquote, it is genetic. But her medicine is costing us $300 a month.
No.
And plus, we have private speech therapy. We've had lots of help, a lot of intervention coming out of our pockets. So I would say about $5,000 a month. Add
Holy Toledo.
12, but, yeah.
And what's five grand times 12?
Five is what? 60 grand a year.
No.
And it's,
well, they've had a great victory. Well, ma'am, I pray for your daughter, and all you can do is warn others so this doesn't happen to them.
We are, but we always get an uphill battle, and it's to the point that we just told them to back off. It's our child, that the vaccines actually had affected her, and everyone's worried, oh, but you're not vaccinated. I go, well, why are you worried? Because you are vaccinated, so you are
covered. Oh, yeah, they're going to still bully you into more. They won't be happy until you're all dead. God bless you, ma'am. And just tell your daughter I said hi. That's why I don't do these shows. It really makes me angry. I could open the phones up and say, call in if you've had family members forcibly killed in hospitals where they turn off the water and food as they beg for water and food, and people will call in. I mean, people have no idea the Holocaust that's going on. Smedley Butler in Italy. You're on the air, Smedley.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a former Marine. My wife is current active duty military. She was 6 weeks pregnant when they decided to give her the flu shot.
Oh.
And that's when we had our miscarriage.
Sorry to hear that.
Killing us left and right. As a former Marine, I am on the do not treat list. And evidently now, I'm on the do not let reproduce list. And I got one more thing to say. If they're going to try and force inoculate the entire country, 1776 will happen again.
And I want to say something. All these enemies that are out promoting it and lying, these news people, they need to be held accountable when we take this country back. They're going to be held accountable at the Nuremberg trials. And I'm serious. Right along with all these globalists. Don't you agree?
I agree 100%. Megyn Kelly is a freaking joke. And that queer over there with the purple sweaters on all the time, give me a break. Who takes that seriously?
You're talking about Gutless?
Yeah, whatever his name is. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Hold on, sir. I want to come back to you and talk about this miscarriage. Yeah, I mean, up until 6 years ago, worldwide, you never gave a pregnant woman a vaccine. It's just well-known, either deformities, major mental disorders, or miscarriages, and now they push extra shots for pregnant women. I mean, again, it's an over-the-top thing. We'll be back in Overdrive, Infowars.com. This is unbelievable.
Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
500-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.